ladies and gentlemen, getting ready to hunker down with a hurricane on the way, the King.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're going to get gollywopped by Andre, so...
Yeah.
Looks like the eye is going to go right over stores. So.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, this well, is the advantage of living next to Yukon. They'll put the power right back on.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that won't take long.
Well, that didn't happen last August, but all the kids, nobody, last year, the last week in July, first week in August, we got a massive storm that knocked out 800,000 customers, which is a lot for Connecticut. That's over a third of the state. But no, that's homes, not people. So probably right. Two-thirds of the state didn't have power. I mean, we didn't have power for 6 days. So, But the college wasn't open, so nobody cared.
Right, so, exactly.
Yeah. Now the kids are coming back next week, so they got to get it. Like, they can't let that happen. So.
They are coming back to here today in droves.
Really?
Oh, in droves.
Going to be capacity?
Oh, at Beaver Stadium? Yes, Beaver Stadium will be capacity.
Yeah, but at the college, is all the students back?
Yeah. Yeah, they're all, first day of class is Monday.
Yeah, no, I mean, last year they only allowed so many, you know, at least UConn did.
No, Penn State didn't. Penn State did not limit students on campus, but there was a lot of Zoom classes last year. But they did not limit people on campus.
No, UConn, I mean, UConn's a much smaller school, but they got 15,000 kids coming next week. So, which for our tiny little town, the town only has 3,000 people in it. So, my wife and I moved there April of last year when the pandemic was just getting going and they sent all the students home. So we haven't been in stores with the college fully open.
Right.
And now we're going to be there. And, I mean, we are right on the campus. So should be interesting. So we have mask mandates. We have to wear masks and, you know, anything to protect the kids. So. But they got a mask mandate here in South Windsor. Hey, did you see Manchester made a Little League World Series?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I think it's great. Yeah, I watched some of their game.
A couple miles down the road here. I mean, they didn't do very good there, but good for them making it. So.
Yeah, exactly.
They got a good program there.
That's
the next
fabulous.
Town over from here. So,
do you have to wear a mask outdoors there, too?
No. Only
indoors.
Well, the mandates are all indoors. So.
Okay.
The governor here made a mandate that the towns could decide. He didn't mandate the state. His executive order was the towns could determine what they wanted to do, and now pretty much all of them have done it. But they want him to do it, because if he does it, then it's legal. If the town does it, then it's still optional for the people, you know. So I just don't see a big deal putting a mask on. I don't. I keep everything open, keep the businesses going, and if all we got to do is throw a mask on if we go in the grocery store, then so be it. So
yeah.
I don't. We got to get this stupid thing behind us. So because the vaccinated people can pass the virus just like the unvaccinated people can. And that's a no-brainer, and you don't have to be a scientist to figure it out. So, just got to hunker down another year, but at least everything's open. So, it's cool.
Yeah, with us, to teach, I have to wear a mask. Outdoors, I don't have to, so.
Yep. Yeah, you don't have to wear them outdoors, and there's no limit to how many people can be places, so. I just don't see it as a big deal. Just got to be careful. I mean,
well, what's a big deal is your baseball team has got a 7-game winning streak.
I couldn't be more thrilled. And if you wanted comedy, this week, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen now. They're playing the Texas Rangers. Listening to Boston Talk Radio, they want to fire Cora. They want to fire the general manager. They want to fire anyone they can fire. They want to fire. So,
of course.
And then to have Anthony Rizzo be the one. The one tool that the Red Sox needed. They were playing really well, but they need a first baseman. They don't They have really no bona fide major league first baseman there. And Anthony Rizzo was available, and they didn't make a play for him. The Yankees got him. And the other night, Anthony Rizzo basically hit the game-winning hit against the Red Sox and then made an incredible play at first base to end the final game of the sweep. So that was just, and that just put the Boston fans over the edge. That was it.
Right.
Because the Red Sox basically made no moves at the trade deadline. No significant moves.
Yeah, they got Schwarber. They got Schwarber. And then, of course, you know, let's face it, Chris Sale's now pitching. I mean, but that's all they did. And again, I am not. I'm interested to see what Chaim Bloom does.
Yeah.
I just don't think that you can use the Tampa Bay model in New York or Boston.
He's trying to build the farm system. And that you have a fan base that wants to win. And they're just not.
Yes.
You can get away with that in Tampa. You know? Okay, we suck this year, so what? You know?
Right.
But you can't get away with that in the major markets. They want to hear it. We want to win now. We have a $250 million payroll, and we want to win now, you know?
Right.
And if it means you got to go get a player, then get a player. And
people are furious.
I mean, and they have a right to be mad. A lot of teams made big moves, and the Red Sox didn't. And since then, they haven't won a thing. So it's funny, they get into the talk about, I listened to this one program where this girl, Courtney Cox, she worked for Nesson, and now she's on the radio. She's very good.
Mm-hmm.
And she defended Simone Biles, you know, the mental aspect of sports. All the guys were giving her a hard time, saying, you know, you got to show up. You got to show up. I don't want to hear the mental part. It's game time. You show up. Well, with the Red Sox, all the guys were going on, and there's like four guys on the show, and they were saying, you know, mentally, the Red Sox, when the team did nothing at the trade deadline, it mentally knocked the team down, and they haven't played well since. So she brings it up. She goes, whoa. So a young woman doing five flips up in the air, and her mentally, she's not there. You criticize her, but guys just walking up and throwing a baseball, they mentally can't play now because their feelings are hurt. Professional sports is just—it's really, and I don't think that's why the Red Sox went south. They were living on the edge for most of the year, and they've only been a .500 team since like April. You know,
right? I mean, look, anytime you have 35 come from behind wins, you're living on the edge.
Exactly. Yeah, and that game can go either way, and you were winning, and now your bullpen isn't pitching well, and you're losing those games. So they're. But if you look at their record month by month, they've gradually worked their way into a .500 team. They started off big and got a big lead, and then it's just been whittled away to now they are a .500 team. And if you're going to rely on a guy who hasn't pitched in 2 years, he's your big acquisition. Chris Sales, you don't know if he's going to – what he can give you, you know?
Right.
I mean, he beat the Orioles, okay. I'd have a shot at it.
I think that you and I would at least have a puncher's chance. All right. We'll come back. Headlines coming up in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Science coming up. By the way, just a quick tribute. Rick Jenneret announced earlier today that this will be the 51st and final season of his Buffalo Sabres broadcasting career. He's 79 years old. He has been the Sabres play-by-play announcer since 1971.
Wow.
So he wanted to do one more season where the fans were in the stands instead of having a final season where nobody was in the stands. So congratulations to him. He's got one more season. This guy, this guy 6 years ago beat throat cancer, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, a guy like that, you hope he'd get a Stanley Cup at some point.
Yeah, you'd hope he would. Yeah, I think he's only done, two finals in his career, when they lost to the Flyers in the 70s, like 75, I think. And then they had that heartbreaking loss to the Dallas Stars when Brett Hull scored that goal in overtime. So there you go. So congratulations to him. So what's your big headline?
Well, I find it interesting, the Washington football team, what their name's going to be.
Saw that.
And they're down to three, but they won't name what the three are. Like, it's such a big deal. I mean, it's taken them 2 years to get a name. But
I know.
I'm all over Red Hawk.
Are you? Going back to the days of Joe Jacoby, Russ Grimm?
Absolutely, the Hogs. And think about the T-shirts you can sell, and the teams make a fortune on that stuff. I mean, here, have you seen what the eight finalists were?
I did. Like Armada. Yeah.
The Presidents.
Yeah, most people don't know what an Armada is.
Well, it would be like a bunch of ships coming to destroy.
Bunch of ships. Yeah.
The Presidents. Not sure what that is. The Brigade, the Red Hogs, the Commanders, the Red Wolves, the Defenders, and the name that they have right now.
And the least desirable of all, Washington football team.
Yep. Well, that was one of the final eight. So I love Red Hogs. And they'd be called the Hogs. We're playing the Hogs this week. I think that's good for football. I like that. But I don't know if they'll get that. I think that was Joe Jacoby and the whole group. I mean, the people in the stands still wear pig costumes.
I know they do.
Yeah. I think it would be just really, I think it'd be great for football if they did that. As long as you don't have bacon people get mad, everybody gets mad at everything today, It's like you've got to really do your homework and not insult anybody. It goes too far. So, which one do you want?
Well, Red Hawks is actually kind of cool. I was leaning toward Red Wolves.
Yep. I mean, if they have wolves around there, but the Hogs is just cool. I mean, it's just,
Arkansas
character to it. You call them the
Arkansas.
Hogs.
Arkansas is the Razorbacks, and of course, Hogs. It's like in Arkansas, it's Go Hogs Go and Pig Suey and forth.
I think it's just good for the game. It's good to change it up. Now, my question is, how the Kansas City Chiefs getting away with keeping their name?
I don't know. I don't think they're getting a lot of complaints about it.
Yeah, I know. It's Washington. Washington did a poll a couple of years ago with the Native Americans, and 90% said they didn't care.
Right.
So who are these people who care so much?
I don't know.
Mind your own business.
First of all, Washington, they were actually the Boston Redskins. And they transferred to Washington and kept the nickname. And I guess I think the complaint is quite simple. The name Redskins.
Right.
So I think that's what the complaint is about. So they've acquiesced.
Well, how about the Cleveland Indians? What was wrong with that? I mean, they played the drums out in the outfield, and they were called the Tribe. That was their nickname. And it was cool. I mean, we played the Enfield Raiders,
our
football team in high school.
Yeah.
They had to change it to Eagles.
Yeah.
Not the Raiders anymore.
Yeah, we were the Green Raiders because we wore green jerseys.
Yeah, remember we would chant Ave Ho? It was like an Indian chant when we would go on the field. That was cool.
Right.
We thought we were tough because we were like Indians, you know?
Yeah.
It was not a racist thing. It was like we thought we were really tough because we were the Raiders.
Well, you know? I've always looked at it this way. Look, I'll go whatever anyway wants to go. I don't want anybody offended.
Right.
But I always felt like you picked your nickname as a matter of pride.
Yeah.
you didn't pick it to be some racist jerk. Yeah. You picked it to be something that people would rally around. But
in Connecticut, the governor has passed a law that if you have any name like that, your school does not get state funding.
So the bottom line, just go with an animal. They're safe.
Yes, it's a pig.
Just go with an animal.
A goat,
animal safe. So the Red Hogs, you're safe. Okay?
You're
there
very
you go.
Safe. The bacon people.
So there you go. I mean, you know, I don't know if Oscar Mayer has a good point, but but
well,
if you go
gotta
with
be
an
careful.
Animal,
I mean, Land O'Lakes doesn't have the Indian on it anymore.
I know.
You know, so the Quaker Oats doesn't have the Quaker on it anymore.
Right.
And we all know the Mrs. Butterfield thing. And
Butterworth,
I mean, it's gone too far.
Well,
it's not insulting people.
Just
I would
go
love
with
to
an
have
animal.
My picture on a syrup thing. I'd be like, wow, that's me, man. That's cool.
Just go with an animal.
Yep.
Okay?
Sure.
And then you go from there.
What do you got?
Well, actually, that was a fun discussion. What do I have? The Yankees seize first place in the American League East.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
If the pitching stands up and COVID doesn't kill them.
You know what's interesting about them is that I feel like they've been on this roll, but I don't feel like Aaron Boone has a lot to do with it.
You don't? I do.
No.
They had 17 players on the disabled list.
Oh, I know. I think they've been fortunate. The guys that have come in and stepped up. I don't really think it has much to do with what he's been doing.
Did you see the play that shortstop made?
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Wow.
Great play.
Wow. That was just... This is typical Red Sox, Steve. The press conference with Cora. One of the old reporters goes, "You got robbed. He was safe at first base."
No, he was out.
Cora just started laughing at the guy. He says,
"You
think we got robbed? We only got two hits before the ninth inning."
Right.
He said, "We got to play better ball, you know."
Right.
The Yankees they got a closer issue.
Yep.
There's no question there, but the rest of the bullpen's pretty solid. The starting pitchers are pitching well now, but you can't peak too early in sports.
No.
You can't.
No.
You know, baseball's a game of runs, and the Yankees are on a run, but you can't keep that run going for the next 2 months. So.
Yeah.
And the thing I don't like about Tampa Bay, they're a strikeout and home run team.
Yes, that's exactly what they are. They are a true hit or miss team.
Right. So that you can go in the tank pretty quick that way against good pitching. So you got to be able to manufacture runs and win games to make it all the way. That keeps you solid, and that's the problem that the Red Sox are having right now. They get two men on base and they stay on base. They don't move around.
Check your text messages, okay? Because I sent you one yesterday.
You did? I got
to
find my phone.
So just go check
phone.
It. Yeah, go check. Just check it when you get a chance, okay?